The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
The Erectus Committee on Transport has heard that if the government is to achieve its target of 945,000 electric cars on the road by 2030, the sales of electric vehicles will have to reach 100% of all new car sales before the end of the decade. At the moment, the number of electric cars currently stand at 60,000. That's just 2.7% of the total car fleet in this country. So with that low uptake, is it really achievable and realistic to believe that the majority of us can switch from petrol or diesel car to an EV? I'm delighted to be joined by Declan Mealy, who's the Director of Business, Public and Transport Sector at the SEAI, that's the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland. And I'm also joined by Dave Humphreys, a road test editor with CompleteCar.ie, to discuss this more. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Bobby.
Declan, we might start with you if we would. And I want to preface my conversation with you in that I am an electric car owner, so I will have something to say on this. But can you set the scene for us? I gave some of the stats there. The numbers are pretty dismal, even though it's accelerating, and I know it's better than last year if we look at year-on-year percentage of electric cars. But we're way behind the targets that we need to get to hit this 945,000 figure.
I don't agree they're dismal, and I don't agree we're behind the target, because in terms of where we are at the moment, Bobby, one in five cars that has been bought is an electric car. So, as you said, over 20% of the new cars that have been bought. There is a challenging target that's there, but in terms of that target, I believe it's achievable, and achievable for three reasons. One, in terms of the policy signals that have been set, that you won't be able to buy a new petrol or diesel car by 2030.
If you can get one.
Yeah.
If you can get an electric car.
No, but this is a petrol or diesel car by 2030. You will not be able to buy one of those. The electric cars, all right, the challenge is in terms of getting the supply chain. But the other side is the market, the different types of vehicles that are available. The second and the third thing in terms of collaboration, so across government, and yesterday there was the Zero Emission Vehicles Ireland office launched to pull all of the different strands together, and the collaboration that's happening across government, across state agencies and across the markets, seeing that the uptake is increasing all the time. We had 13% of the new cars last year, 21% this year, growing double. So that's 60,000. By 2025, the target is to get to 175,000, and that is totally achievable. And at that stage, then you'll see the price of electric and the electric cars equaling with the petrol and diesels. So you will see that change. And I guarantee you, before 2030, we'll be seeing 100%. Of electric cars as all new cars been bought.
Okay, I'm going to hold my counsel because I've loads to say on this, but I want to bring in our next guest, who is Dave Humphreys, the road test editor with CompleteCar.ie. And Dave, I know you've had a good analysis of this, you've done research on it.
Yeah,
I mean, would you agree with Declan that there's not a problem here, we're going to hit these targets?
In terms of 2030, most car brands are shifting towards purely selling electric cars by roughly 2030. Some are a little bit further, some are a bit more ambitious and they want to come even earlier. So naturally, the market has shifted because through legislation, through various other things, that the car market in Europe especially has been pivoted towards going purely electric. But there is still issues around just people trying to get their head around having an electric car. And we talk to consumers all the time. And in fairness, we do hear a lot of very silly excuses as to people why people can't get an electric car. But we are seeing, as you were saying, there's a huge uptake in electric car sales. It is becoming much more normal. If you look back at the figures, in new registration figures in 2016 of EVs was 392. You know, it was tiny numbers.
Yeah.
But that was also because there wasn't a whole lot of models available. And now there is so much choice. If you go onto almost any car manufacturer now, you will see much more models available, much more choice. The technology is improving. But again, we keep hearing things like the charging network isn't up to scratch and these kind of issues.
Okay, and also the availability of new cars, which is also an issue that they can't be had.
Yeah, I think, like you said, Bobby, you know, that there's no problem. I didn't say that there was no problem. There is challenges, and it's a big hill to climb. But and the supply chain, unfortunately, your previous points were about the Ukraine, the war in costing issues in terms of supply chain for cars in Europe. But it's also the supply, like as Dave said, you know, a number of years ago, there might have been two or three different cars available. Now there's 50 to 60 on our website.
Let me throw out a couple of things that I think that maybe might accelerate. Yeah. What about no tolls? What about no road tax? What about allowing them to drive in bus lanes? What about increasing the BIK threshold? These are all things that would really, really accelerate people's usage around and conversion to electric cars.
We are doing all of those bar one. The only one that is not happening at the moment is the bus lanes. And in terms of the encouraging people to drive or to use the bus lanes, you know, because you have taxis and buses on it, it is something, you know, in one of the areas there's a group called the Electric Vehicle Policy Pathways Group across government, looking at all the different incentives, regulations and opportunities on it, green number plates. But the tolls there, you get the incentives in terms of the tolls already. No, the tax is less. It's the cheapest tax, €120.
We're sort of skirting around these things. We've discounted the tolls. We've a lower. I'm saying no toll, no road tax. Allow me drive on a bus lane. The chargers themselves, the infrastructure that they've put. I was in Ennis-Dyman recently. I go in my electric car right at the edge of my range. There's one charging station there. I go onto the app. It's some strange app. I go on. I can't. They won't accept my credit card details. So I'm in Ennis-Dyman beside a charging point that I can't use. And that's the kind of thing that we have to get. The chargers that have been put in, like all the public, the chargers that are on the streets of Limerick and Cork, they should all be high-speed chargers. You know, I'm throwing stuff out at you here because I think we need to think radically about this rather than passively.
Yeah, and part of the thinking that has been done, like there's a new EV infrastructure policy that was launched this year, and there was over 14,000 responses to that in terms of looking at how and where we can develop the charging. 80% of the charging, Bobby, as you know, with driving, I'm the same, and driving an electric car is done at home. And again, when you're on the roads, there is a need for some public charging. People say there isn't enough charging points around Ireland. There's millions of charging points. Every 3-pin plug is actually a charge point. There's a network there.
If you want to stay 3 days.
But it is a look at, like the ESB and the charging companies are now putting out faster chargers, fast hubs. There'll be over 3,000 of those around the country in terms of different hubs that we're looking at. And that's part of the infrastructure policy that has been developed.
I'm on the same side as you, believe it or not. I want to go back to Dave and tell me, Dave, about another issue I came across was insurance.
Yes.
I originally was going to buy an EV for my wife and daughter to share. And the quote I got for insurance for my 23-year-old daughter was €6,000 plus because of the acceleration. So then I decided I couldn't do that. So I bought the electric car and they went and bought a diesel. I also think hybrid is a bit of a con. Is that too strong?
I wouldn't say it's a con, but I definitely disagree with a lot of the marketing around it.
You have an extra engine in some cases. Yes, you have extra weight.
Yes.
You have a more high-powered engine. You're only getting 50 kilometres in lots of cases.
For example, most plug-in hybrids, you know, they are a good setup in a very, very, very slender set of circumstances. They work for people. And people say, I can charge Monday to Friday and then I want to have an engine at the weekend because I just want to freely drive to Kerry or Cork or whatever the usual excuse. But if you're plugging in every single day, why not just plug in an electric car? That's the way I would look at it. But just to touch on the charging thing as well, there are a huge amount of towns that have large populations in Ireland, like Maynooth, for example, that have one charger.
Yeah.
Like, it's not good enough. And I know a lot of people charge at home, but a lot of people can't charge at home. They have on-street parking.
Apartments.
They live in an apartment complex. Yeah. And there's a lot of issues. Now, those people, the way electric cars are now, they might only need to charge once or twice a week. Yeah. So they don't need to have a home charger, but they need to have somewhere they can reliably charge.
Now, just I told you I was on your side, Declan. I wouldn't change back to a diesel or petrol car ever again because the savings are absolutely massive. I didn't want to be negative there, but if you asked me would I buy an electric car again in the morning, I absolutely would.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I can't believe the savings in cost. But I just think that while some of the initiatives are good, they need to go further if you want to achieve what you want to achieve.
Yeah, and I think David said it as well, in terms of it's in people's minds that, oh, there's a barrier there. We looked at it in terms of behavioural analysis. What are the barriers for people to actually go and buy an electric car? And a lot of it is the mindset and understanding. Test drive it and see what it's like, and actually realise we have a calculator on the website that allows you to show, you know, the savings. It's up to 70% savings on your fuel costs. And when you talked about the apartment charges, we launched that yesterday as part of the initiative.
All right.
And that's there for people that can't get the charging points at the moment.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. I could talk about this all day, but I hope my analysis helped your argument. I want to thank Dave Humphreys, road test editor with CompleteCar.ie, and Declan Mealy, director of business, public sector and transport at the SEAI. Thanks for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.